A new strategy to make a quick buck in fast fashion. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Published reports say fast fashion brand Shein will soon sell stock to the public with an offering listed in the U.S. This would come amid criticism of this company founded in China for its environmental impact and alleged human rights violations, including forced labor. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Shein offers fast and cheap fashion with $5 shirts and $8 sweaters. Now, Reuters is reporting that Shein has confidentially filed for an initial public offering, which would make its shares available on U.S. stock exchanges. Shein hasn't responded to a request for comment to confirm this, but if Shein is planning an IPO, it'll need to meet Securities and Exchange Commission requirements. Attorneys general from a group of states have asked the SEC to audit Shein's supply chain to be sure it's not using forced labor. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers wants the SEC to make Shein independently verify there's no forced labor. Shein has also been criticized for the impact of its fast fashion on the environment. In response, it announced last year it was establishing Shein Exchange, a website where customers can resell Shein clothing. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
If you've pronounced S-H-E-I-N as Shine or Sheen, you're not alone, but the company has said Shein is preferred. Like, what kind of outfit is Shein? Let's update food banks. Going into the holidays, after a year of high demand from families struggling to put food on the table, Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
A lot of people stretch themselves financially during the holidays, buying presents and entertaining friends and family.
Which means that something's got to give.
Paco Velez, CEO of Feeding South Florida, says for many low-income families, the first thing to go is often food.
And that's where we step in and try to make it easy for families to provide those meals.
This year, the holiday increase is coming at a time when the need was already high. In Minnesota, Allison O'Toole says the food bank she runs, Second Harvest Heartland, has been breaking records for a while.
Last year, we recorded 2 million more food shelf visits than the previous year. And in 2023, we're on pace to break that.
She says there are a few things driving that increase.
Fluctuating gas and grocery prices, inflation, and the sunsetting of federal benefits.
For the first 3 years of the pandemic, people on SNAP or food stamps were getting at least $95 extra every month. But that stopped this spring. In Massachusetts, one in three people is experiencing food insecurity, according to a study by the Greater Boston Food Bank. CEO Catherine D'Amato says that's been true for 2 years now.
And we expect that the numbers are going to flatten at this very high rate. Sort of like interest rates. I don't think we'll see 3% again.
And she says she doesn't expect the level of food insecurity to drop back to where it was before either. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
There's news a no-carbon electricity plant is now feeding electricity in Nevada. It's consistently hot under the Earth's crust, and geothermal harnesses this round the clock, but it does take water. Fervo Energy and Google are partners in this as Google tries to counteract its power-intensive data centers in that state. The first transatlantic flight, powered only by what is labeled sustainable aviation fuel, took off from London to New York a couple hours ago. It's a Virgin Atlantic plane, no passengers, part of a project funded in part by the UK government. Airlines see it as a major milestone in the quest for greener air travel, which is a complex undertaking. Here's the BBC's Katie Austin.
How to decarbonize flying is a very big, very difficult question. A flight from London to New York today aims to demonstrate part of the answer. I watched the Boeing 787 plane that Virgin Atlantic is using for the journey being refueled at Heathrow Airport last week.
Traditional jet fuel is made from fossil fuels, from oil. This plane is being filled with an alternative, 50 tons of it.
So-called sustainable aviation fuels, or SAF for short, can be made from a variety of sources, including crops, household waste and cooking oils. On this occasion, a combination of two types is being used. Holly Boyd-Boland is Vice President of Corporate Development at Virgin Atlantic.
One that is made from waste fats, and that's kind of 88% of the mix. And then there is a 12% of the mix that comes from a fuel made out of wastes from corn production in the US. It has a life cycle carbon emission profile that is materially lower than traditional jet fuel. So when we talk about the carbon reduction of sustainable aviation fuel, it comes across that whole piece, including the production, which is really where we see most of the carbon emission gain.
At the moment, such alternatives account for less than 0.1% of the aviation fuel used around the world. Relatively small amounts are made and they cost more. The UK doesn't have any dedicated production plants, but the government wants to have 5 under construction by 2025. But for the sector to meet emissions targets by 2050, it would need other technology as well as sustainable aviation fuels. Dr. Guy Grattan is Associate Professor of Aviation and the Environment at Cranfield University.
We can't produce a majority of our fuel requirements this way because we just don't have the feedstocks. And even if you do, those fuels are not true net zeros. We have to treat it as what it must be, which is a stepping stone towards future genuinely net zero technologies, which might be e-fuels, it might be hydrogen, it might be some technologies that we're still really only have at the laboratory stage.
Airlines argue SAF can play a significant role in making the industry greener if more of it can be produced. Environmental campaigners say the way to cut emissions quickly is to fly less. In London, I'm the BBC's Katie Austin for Marketplace.
It is Giving Tuesday. The Marketplace Morning Report podcast has our coverage now. Plus, don't miss the half-hour Marketplace with my colleague Kai Rizdahl later today on many public radio stations or streamable from our homepage. Our producers are Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.